Welcome to worship on this second week of Advent. I have quite a few announcements. It's that time of year. I want to mention that our midweek Advent services are on Wednesdays, as usual. We will be taking one turn at St. Andrew's and one week here at St. Luke's. This coming week, we will be at St. Andrew's at 5:30. They are offering a soup and bread supper, followed by a study. And I want to emphasize that there is a special study for middle school and high school students to attend with their youth pastor. So I really encourage middle and high school kids also to come. And then 7 o'clock is Holden evening prayer at St. Andrew's. Please be sure to pick up, if you have a name for a Christmas basket, please be sure to pick that name up today and contact that person. We are voting on our budget today. At the end of the service, the ushers will hand out ballots to members. Sharon Ross is unable to be here today. She's having a problem with her foot, and so she will not be leading the class that's advertised in the bulletin. We will have the adult forum, and we will be looking at the Old Testament in the adult forum. If you would like your child to participate in the children's Christmas pageant, please be sure to check that off on the attendance card today. Last chance to sign up for the blood drive, which is this Wednesday. Caroling Jonathan.
Yes. It's become a tradition at St. Luke's every Christmas time to go caroling, mainly a ministry to our shut-ins and some area nursing homes. Past few years, we've kind of been experimenting with the best time to do it, and this year we're going to try right after Faith Formation next Sunday. And this is to accommodate schedules, lunch schedules, and church schedules of our members who are in assisted living. So I know that's kind of a weird time frame, so anyone who'd like to come, we're recommending you bring a little sack lunch with you or a snack just to get you through. And then we'll have a kind of mid-afternoon potluck when we're done. But what I'd really like you to do is, if you're going to come caroling with us, please mark it on the attendance card today, because we really need to know how many people to expect so we can plan where we're going to go and how many groups are going out. Thank you.
Yeah, it really is a lot of fun to go. So it means a lot to the people that we visit, and it'll make your Christmas special.
And no one's going to be judging your singing quality?
Oh, no. No, I go. So. It's a lot of fun. And Charlie has an announcement. Let's take a moment now to prepare for worship.
For you, O Lord, our souls in stillness wait. For you, O Lord, our souls in stillness wait. Truly our hope is in you. Truly our hope is in you. Our only shines on all. O Lord, to you in the dark, Emmanuel, come, come light our hearts. For you, O Lord, our souls in stillness wait. For you, O Lord, our souls in stillness wait. Truly our hope is in you. Truly our hope is in you.
This is the second week of Advent. As we watch and wait for Christ to come again, we light the candle of peace. Our peace is found in the Lord. The prophets remind us that we receive this peace as we repent and turn back to our God.
We light this candle today to remind us that Christ is the Prince of Peace. This promise comforts us in the fear and the uncertainty of our world as we wait to be gathered into the arms of God.
Let us pray. O God of peace, Emmanuel, send your light into our hearts.
Help us to be ready for the day and the hour of your final coming. Lead us in the paths of repentance, and fill our hearts with the peace that passes all human understanding. Amen.
O joy above all other loves, in you we find more than enough. We come as we are, O heal and restore, come light our hearts. For you, O Lord, our souls in stillness wait. For you, O Lord, our souls in stillness wait. Truly our hope is in you. Truly our hope is in you. Truly our hope is in you.
Would you please rise in body or in spirit?
Sing to the King who is coming to reign. Glory to Jesus, the Lamb that was slain. Life and salvation his empire shall bring. And joy to the nations when Jesus is King. Come, let us sing a song declaring we belong to Jesus. He's all we need. Lift up a heart of praise. Sing now with voices raised to Jesus. Sing to the King. His returning, we watch and we pray. We will be ready the dawn of that day. is King. Come, let us sing a song declaring we belong to Jesus. He is all we need. Lift up a heart of praise. Sing now with voices raised to Jesus. Sing to the King. Come, let us sing a song declaring we belong to Jesus. He's all we need. Lift up a heart of praise. Sing now with voices raised to Jesus. Sing to the King.
Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Stir up our hearts, Lord God, to prepare the way of your only Son. By his coming, nurture our growth as people of repentance and peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated for the quiet offering, which goes to support ICCF affordable housing.
Our young people continue to lead us in worship this Advent as we prepare to hear God's word. So all you young ones, come on up and join Ms. Tracy up there.
Today we're going to sing our song, Listen to the Word, two times through. After each line of the song, we whisper, listen to the word, listen to the word. As I mentioned last week, it really encourages the children, if you do the motions also, they can see you do that, showing that you're supporting them, serving in worship. So we're going to sing two times through. Here we go. Listen to the word which God has spoken. Listen to the word. Listen to the word. Listen to the one who is close at hand. Listen to the word. Step forward a little bit. Listen to the word. Listen to the voice behind creation. Listen to the word. Listen to the word. Listen even if you don't understand. Listen to the word. Listen to the word. Listen to the word behind creation. Listen to the one who is close at hand.
Listen to the word. Listen to the word.
Listen to the voice behind creation.
Listen to the word. Listen to the word.
Listen even if you don't understand.
Listen to the word.
Listen to the word. Good job. Thank you.
Good A reading from Isaiah chapter 11. A shoot shall come out of the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of its roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see or decide by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain. For the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. On that day the root of Jesse shall stand as a signal to the peoples. The nations shall inquire of him, and his dwelling shall be glorious. This is the word of the Lord. The second reading is from Romans chapter 15. Whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, so that by steadfastness and by the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. May the God of steadfastness and encouragement grant you to live in harmony with one another in accordance with Christ Jesus, so that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome one another, therefore, just as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God. For I tell you that Christ has become a servant of the circumcised on behalf of the truth of God, in order that he might confirm the promises given to the patriarchs, and in order the Gentiles may glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, therefore I will confess you among the Gentiles and sing praises to your name. And again he says, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let the peoples praise him. And again, Isaiah says, the root of Jesse shall come, the one who rises to rule the Gentiles. In him the Gentiles shall hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew chapter 3.
Glory to you, Lord.
In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. This is the one of whom the prophet spoke when he said, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Now John wore clothing of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then the people of Jerusalem and all Judea were going out to him and all the region along the Jordan. They were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Do not presume to say to yourself, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. And every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. This time I'm going to ask for our ministry in residence to come forward. She's going to lead the children's message. So children, come on down. I'm going to have you come up and sit up front here. Or do you want to, you're going to just meet them right here. Okay, come on right here.
I'll be right here.
Hi, Kim.
Good morning. You can sit with them, Gabe. Oh, I have a special helper today. This is my grandson, Gabe. He's going to help me. Is everybody ready for Christmas? Raise your hand if you're ready for Christmas, if you have your tree up. Who's got a tree up? Oh, you guys. You do?
I'm going to make
tree home today. Yeah, today. I don't have a tree up. Do you have a tree up? Gabe doesn't have a tree up. What does it look like when we're ready? Okay, what does it look like when we're ready? Go ahead. Yeah, that's one way we're ready. How about when we're ready, like we're waiting for a bus? What are we doing when we're ready? We're patient, we wait, and we watch, right? And our reading today was about John the Baptist. He was kind of an odd dude, wasn't he? Do you know what a camel is? Who's seen a camel? You've seen a camel? I brought my granddaughter's camel. He wore clothes made from camel. Is that soft? Is this camel soft? Pass it around. It's not soft. And do you know what he ate? What did he eat? Locusts and honey. Do you know what a locust is?
It's a type of bug.
It is a type of bug.
It's a type of bug, kind of like a grasshopper.
Exactly.
Eats all the grubs.
Mm-hmm. Who wants to eat a grasshopper? Yeah. I don't think I would want to. You would eat a grasshopper.
Some people
dip them in chocolate, don't they? That's so weird. They're odd. They can dip them in chocolate. You want to try a grasshopper? You can try a grasshopper. I pass.
No, you need to try a grasshopper.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
All right. So raise your hand if you're ready. All right, pass them out a piece of candy. You're going to get a piece of candy if you're ready. I got candy. All right. What did John the Baptist say? To everybody. What did John the Baptist shout? Do you remember what John the Baptist shouted? He shouted, "Repent and be ready for the kingdom." So everybody stand up. And I'm going to have my back. Where's our cross? See the cross? Right behind you. Okay, let's turn this way. Everybody face this way. Okay, we're going to shout. Do you remember what we're shouting? No. Okay. It's repent. Right? Repent. The kingdom of God is coming. Right? Okay? Let's shout it loud. One, two, three. Repent! Okay, turn as we say repent. Because we got to return it, but we are turning back to the cross, aren't we? That's what repent means. We want to turn back to Jesus. That's what Advent is about. We're turning to Jesus. You can turn around now. All right? So when somebody says repent, you know that you're going to turn around and turn back to Jesus, right? All right, let's say our prayer, and then I'll let you go to worship. Okay. Let's hold hands. Hold. Yeah. Okay, everybody ready? Dear God, we want to be ready for the Christ of Christmas. Prepare our hearts for his coming. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So if I shout, repent! There we go. All right, you guys can take the blue rope and go for worship. We go back that way.
Good morning. I'd like for you to tell me what you think the wilderness is like. Somebody have an idea? What's the wilderness like? To you, what is the wilderness?
Rocky.
Disgusting. What is it? Trees. Dirt. What else? Desolate. Yes. Pain and loneliness.
Desert.
Deadly?
Desert.
Desert, okay. Yes, Gordy. Vast. Other ideas. Okay, Joel, go ahead. Deer? Hella? Scary animals? Ice fishing? Any other ideas of what the wilderness is about? Yes, Brian?
No clear path.
No clear path. Thank you.
Deep dark woods.
Deep dark woods. Yes, sir.
Untouched by humans.
Untouched by humans. Okay, hold on. Which what was?
John Muir.
John Muir? Okay.
Solitude.
Serenity? Okay. We have a wide variety of what we think wilderness is about. It's interesting, nobody said anything about the city. Can you have the wilderness experience in the city? Oh, I think you can. How many of you have ever been to New York City by yourselves? It can be a little overwhelming if you've never been there before. I can remember the first time I was there. I felt like I was alone. I mean, I was alone. But even with all the sea of people going left and right and in front of you and you're trying to squeeze through the crowds and everything, it was a little, I felt pretty much out in the middle of nowhere. Even though there I was right smack in the middle of an international community. The wilderness can be any place. And today we hear about that as Matthew shares his story of John the Baptist. Now I'm going to ask you to do something that we don't do a whole lot, and that is I want you to reach into the pocket and they're not all there. I mean, some of them are LBWs, the hymnals. But I want you to be able to, if you can find a Bible located in one of the chairs. And if there's not enough for everybody, just share, please. And if some of you really want your own, there's a few open seats over here and up here and over here. I want you to first open your bulletin to the gospel reading for today. And I want you to look at verse 3. Matthew says, as he's quoting Isaiah, "This is the one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, 'The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.'" Okay? Now, I want you to turn to Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3. And if you open your Bibles about halfway, you're going to be real close to Isaiah. You might end up in Proverbs. It's right after. I should have the page number memorized. I'm sorry I don't. I want you to look for Isaiah 40, verse 3. Did you find it? 581. Thank you. Yes. 581. Now, for some of you, if you have a different Bible, bingo. Okay. Okay. Does somebody nice and loud want to read what that verse says? Okay, go ahead. How is that different from Matthew? Actually, by punctuation, it's a big difference. Matthew says, "A voice cries out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord." Isaiah says, "A voice cries out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord." You're getting a little bit of a feel for what our gospel writers sometimes do with Scripture, and that is they take literary license, okay? And they want to make it work so that they put it in a certain place. And so for Matthew, it's important that we understand that John the Baptist is the predecessor to Jesus. John the Baptist is the voice that's crying out in the wilderness. But what we miss is the fact that in the midst of Matthew's statements in this particular portion of the gospel, where there's a lot of judgment, a call to repentance, which we all need to do, and as Joni explained, it's about turning around, turning to God, we also need to hear the words of hope that Advent offers. And it's saying that in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. What's it saying? It's saying that Jesus isn't going to come into a huge metropolitan area. He's not going to show up in the capital city. And we already know that, you know, according to our understanding of Scripture, Luke says Jesus was born where? In Bethlehem, right? And we know that Bethlehem was not a well-known town. It wasn't of any influence whatsoever. It was a small place, only known for that it was the birthplace of David. That's it. 2,000 years later, Bethlehem is known as the birthplace of Christ, and so therefore it becomes a special place. But before that, it was nothing. It could have been in the wilderness for all that we're concerned. And the reason why I bring this up is because I believe all of us have wilderness experiences. And sometimes those wilderness experiences can be periods of growth and learning. Hearing out there in the middle of nowhere where there's no traffic to listen to, where there's no radio that's playing, no iPods, nothing. And you listen. Think of Elijah when he ran away for fear of his life. And where did he end up? He ended up in a cave. And he heard all these different things, but it wasn't until he heard that small, still voice that he heard God. Think about the other wilderness experiences that people had in Scripture, starting in the Old Testament, and the fact that Moses and the people wandered for 40 years because of their sinfulness, because of their desire to worship other gods. And so for 40 years, what does it say? They wandered in the wilderness. Where did Jesus go after he was baptized? It said the Spirit drove him out into the wilderness. And there he was tempted by Satan at three different times. Where was it that Jesus often took his disciples out to a quiet place? Or he took himself to find rest and respite? I want to suggest that as you and I experience our own wilderness experiences, even right here at St. Luke's, that there is hope and that there is promise. Because it's in the wilderness that Isaiah proclaims that we should make straight the pathway. Sometimes when you're out there in the middle of nowhere, there are no paths. You just wandered through the woods and made your way. Back when my boys were in high school and we went and did our 50-mile treks for the, with the Boy Scout troop that they were a part of, we hiked into the Adirondacks and we did about three or four different trips, and they were 50-milers, which would take us about a week, and we'd walk so far and then we'd camp, and it was a great experience, but a little scary for people who had never been out there before, particularly when there's signs of bear and other things. You know, you need to hang your bear pack up so that the bears couldn't get your food, and sometimes you could see that they were fairly close to us after we had camped there at night. It could be scary, but at the same time, the things that I noticed was that how clear the nights were. Because you didn't have all the glare of the city. You know, even in Rockford, you can see the lights from Grand Rapids. You see the lights from Rockford. And it obscures the starlight, doesn't it? And all of a sudden you see all the great expanse of the stars open up to you, and you can see so much. And you can hear the sounds of things that you don't hear normally in the course of your busy day. And I believe that there are times, and that's why we encourage you to find a quiet space that you hear God. But sometimes God is also out there in the busyness of the world as well, speaking to us. For me, a wilderness experience can be one in which I feel that I'm on my own, in the sense that even though I have a lovely wife and support and care and four grandkids and two sons and an extended family and many parishioners and many friends, and there are moments that sometimes there's a road that you have to go on your own. There are battles that you have to fight, that at times you feel by yourself. Sometimes when we're going through the course of a divorce or alienation in the family, or we're dealing with sickness and cancer and all these other things that create these wilderness experiences for us, we need to hear the promise of what Jesus offers to us. Sometimes it's being in the wilderness that we're able to hear those words, because in the busyness in the course of the day, particularly in this time of the year when everybody's trying to make up for the perfect Christmas, that everything's going to be just right, and the reality is that many of us are pained because we have lost loved ones that will not be with us at this year's Christmas celebrations. It's never the same. It's always different. The Christmases that I experienced 30, 40 years ago can never be recreated. And so we recreate new ones. Because every time I try to do something that was done in the past, even though there are certain things that I could do, like make certain foods or do certain activities or give certain kinds of gifts, it still won't be the same. We need to hear the words of Paul. And when he speaks today about the hope of what is to come, we need to hear the words of Isaiah as he proclaims and gives us this picture of out of Jesse will come this great king. And in this period of time, to look at this thing that is called the peaceable kingdom, where the lion lays down with the kid and the child plays over the hole of a snake, and no one will be harmed. Don't we long for those days? Don't we long for that ability, that those moments in which we are able to find peace in our hearts, to find peace of mind, to hear once again the fact that not only do we celebrate the birth of Christ at Christmas, but we await his return. That not only we do those things, but we remember and recall the very stories of how God loved us so much that he gave us Jesus. How we need to hear that over and over and over again, because so many times we find ourselves cast out into the wilderness. And the prophet Isaiah is telling us that it's right there in the very midst of perhaps he was suggesting the wilderness in Israel, but I think for us individually in our own wildernesses, that God is making straight a pathway that leads us to Jesus, that leads us to peace, that leads us to promise, that leads us to forgiveness, that leads us to learning what it is to live with each other, that we are able to sustain life and honor each other, that we can also take the blindness away from our eyes, that we find healing in being able to see in each other the eyes of Christ. So that whether Christian and Muslim or Buddhist or whoever may sit down at the table together and celebrate each and every one of those lives that are present in that place. To not say that this is the only way, but to simply extend to each person the hospitality in which God has given us. To find a place where we're no longer fearful of those who cross borders or those who act differently in life, or that those who experience pain and abuse are able to find peace of heart and mind and not fear of others who may physically hurt them. This is the wilderness in which we experience today. This is the wilderness in which the prophet cries out, "Make the path straight." And God does. May our path lead us to the love of Jesus Christ, the promise of the gift of eternal life, that we need not be afraid, but that we are strong and that we can speak out and our voices will be heard. The voice of compassion, the voice of love, the voice of forgiveness, and the voice of peace. Truly, that day is coming. Truly, God's peace is at hand. It's here. It's here. It's everywhere. If you're in the wilderness, listen. God is calling. Amen.
Please rise in body or in spirit.
Confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated for the prayers. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs.
Lord of life, you are our breath. You are both now and not yet. As we watch and wait for you, let us cling to the hope of your return when you make all things right and new. May we, your people, be strengthened to do your work of bringing peace, love, and hope to this hurting world. Lord, in your mercy. O Prince of Peace, it is your desire that your children live amongst one another in your perfect peace. Let the design of your great love shine in us. Give us peace in our hearts, in our homes, in your church, and between nations. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayers.
Merciful God, look with kindness upon this people, upon the people in this land who live with injustice, disease, poverty, homelessness, and loneliness. Have mercy on all of us. Help us to eliminate cruelty and injustice to our neighbors with the power and strength of your love. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious Father, we pray for your holy church. Fill it with all truth and peace. Strengthen your body. Direct us. Where your church is divided, reunite us. We ask specifically for your protection, guidance, and mercy upon St. Luke's Church, our pastors and staff, our church council, bishops, St. Andrew's Episcopal Church, Bishop Wang Hoagland, home church groups, ICCF, and St. John Lutheran Church in Lake City. Let our collective focus be to love and serve you and others. Lord, in your mercy. Good and loving Lord, you search us and you know us. Bring light and peace, hope and healing to your children, specifically the Bellamy family, Dana, Jason, John, Linda, Logan, Marion, Megan, Ron, Sean, and Sue. Lord, in your mercy. God of life and love, we give you thanks and praise for Ryder Zevelkink, who celebrated a birthday this week. Bless him and his family in this next year of his life. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we bring to you our brother, Jack Bunton, who is mourning the loss of his wife, Nancy. Hold him in your grace and shower him with your peace. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious God, we ask in your mercy to draw near to those who worship with us in spirit today. Al, B, Fran, Joyce, June, and Tootie. Strengthen them in your love and remind them of the love of our church community. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we are grateful for those who serve our country with bravery and diligence. Protect these men and women as they work to protect us. We mention specifically Jordan, Taylor, Martin, Max, Jacob, Michael, Molly, Alex, Ashley, Matthew, Blaine, Nathaniel, Rachel, Dan, Melissa, Kelly, Gabriel, and Alex. Lord, in your mercy. God of mercy, draw near to those who are grieving a loss of any kind. We pray for healing and hope for those amongst us with illnesses that are seen or unseen. Comfort with the grace of your Holy Spirit those who are in any need. Lord, in your mercy. Now we await the prayers of those gathered here this morning, spoken aloud or in the silence of our hearts.
Lord, I give thanksgiving for my church family. We pray for Marcia Rango on the death of her brother this week. We pray for people in India who have lost loved ones in a tragic fire.
Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Please rise in body or in spirit. The peace of the Lord be with you always. We share Christ's peace with one another. Peace be with you.
You might want to just scoot down so she can get in it easier.
Okay. Oh, she was doing children's church.
Oh. See, I knew she forgot. Just I knew. Too many things going on.
Yeah. We're in a couple different hats this morning.
Yeah.
us pray. Giver of every good thing, we set before you the gifts that you have already given us to sustain our lives
and to share with others.
Help us to be good stewards of the earth and all that is in it, and let our lives be a testimony to the abundant feast you prepare for all who hunger. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give God thanks and praise. It's truly our duty and delight to give you thanks, O Lord, for the peace that you give in this season that passes all understanding. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in the remembrance of me." Just a reminder, as we say the Lord's Prayer, we'll be using the NRSV version during Advent. Hold hands if you would like. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Come now with joy to Emmanuel's table. Feast at the banquet of hope and love.
Take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us, Lamb of God. You take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us, Lamb of God. You take away the sin of the world. Grant us peace, grant us peace, Lamb of God.
the voice of the hungry, the thirsty. Who sees the tears of the suffering ones? Imagine a king who would come through the darkness and walk where I walk, full of greatness, and call me to his side, just like a father and child. Who knows the hopes that lie hidden, forgotten? Who comes to lead all the children home? Imagine a king who would come through the darkness and walk where I walk, full of greatness, and call me to his side, just like a father and a child. Imagine a king who would come through the darkness and walk where I walk, full of greatness, and call me to his side, just like a father and a
child. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in God's grace. Amen.
Let us pray. God of abundance, we give you thanks that in this holy meal you have invited us to feast with you and one another.
May the taste of your love remain with us, and may our prayers and our work in your name invite others into your bountiful grace. Send us from your table to proclaim your presence, even as we await the glorious coming of Christ our Savior. Amen. I'd like to invite the Lochneys to come forward as we pray over them and as they take communion out to our shut-ins. Let us pray. Holy God, we give thanks for Doug and Molly and for their ministry. We ask that you would bless them as they bring the presence of this whole community to those who are homebound, and as they share together your life in this sacrament. Keep them safe as they travel, and bring them back to us next Sunday. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
One announcement I forgot this morning. There is a wrapped gift box out in the narthex. Each year we have given $5, just a $5 bill in the box, for gifts for Northview East Campus students. They are students who are in a special program. Many of them, their families are poor, and this is the only Christmas gift they get. And we write a little note with it, thanks to Lori Rollins, who does all the work on this. And it really gives them a little uplift for the holiday season. So if you'd like to contribute, look for the gift box out right outside the door here. Don't forget the ballots. Is that what I'm...
Would you sit down for just a moment?
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, this is going to take a few more moments. We're doing the vote a little bit differently today, so those of you who are voting confirmed members are eligible to vote. So we're going to have the ushers pass out their green card. It just simply states that you approve or disapprove of the budget for 2020. You either check yes or no. When you're done, Diane and Linda will be at the doors. Please fold your ballot and just drop it in the basket that they will be holding. So this is an honor system. Just please take one ballot, please. I'm sure you all want to stuff the box because of the budget, yes. So and as soon as these get passed out, we'll have Pastor Marcy do the benediction, and we'll stand and close with our song. We need more. Are we doing okay? Please, when you're done, just fold them. Are we running out? How many do we have over on this side? Two? How many of you have not received a ballot that should have one yet? I will authorize you to tear off a piece of paper off your bulletin and write yes or no. If you need to know the amount, we can share that with you. What is it that your card states? Somebody want to read it, please? 594-618. That's the budget you're approving. Yes or no? That's all you have to write. We probably could have just done this by a sign of hands, actually. And when you are done, then please turn them in at the end of the service to either Diane or Linda. Okay, Pastor Marcy.
Receive God's blessing. May the God of all help us to build rather than tear apart. Help us to grow in the knowledge of others. Give us courage and strength to speak on behalf of those who are hurting. Fill us with hope for the world God so loves. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.